All right, good morning to the stock market update. Wow, crazy markets. Yesterday, the Nasdaq plummets more than 3.7%. Facebook yesterday closed down 26%, dragging down the Nasdaq. We have surprise earnings from Snapchat skyrocketing 63%. We got to talk about Amazon because Amazon discloses a $31 billion advertising business, jumps 15%. Yesterday, crude oil topped $90 per barrel for the first time since 2014. And then today, we have the all-important jobs reports, and markets are going crazy. So lots to talk about. Today is Friday, February 4th, and if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heipcutter, and this is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together, we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning, we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So, Mark, let's take a look. I brought the S&P up first, and then we move on to the Nasdaq. But here, the S&P 500, yesterday, pretty bad day.
Yeah, after that surprising earnings report by Meta Platforms, aka Facebook, big gap lower, chopped around in the morning, and then another sell-off in the afternoon, finishing the day near session lows, down just shy of 2.5%. So a big decline for the S&P.
Yeah, but the Nasdaq even worse. I mean, down 3.74%. We got to take a look at a 5-minute chart here of the Nasdaq because, yeah, I mean, as I said, gapped lower and then just drifting lower for the day.
Yeah, I mean the Nasdaq really just kind of sliding, and then it accelerated towards the end of the day and having its worst day since September 2020. And again, a lot of this being just dragged down by Meta.
I mean, that's the deal. No other news yesterday than Facebook who had this really bad earnings. I mean, it wasn't too bad, but for the first time in their history, declining DAUs, daily average users. And this is why, I mean, they finished yesterday 26% lower in pre-market trading this morning, another 2% lower.
Yeah, and Facebook's loss yesterday lost $230 billion in market cap, and it was the largest one-day value decline in Wall Street history. So it wasn't anything to just sneeze at. And another history first, JP Morgan actually downgraded Facebook for the first time ever, saying
Wow.
that Facebook is seeing a significant slowdown in advertising growth while embarking on an expensive, uncertain multi-year transition to the metaverse. And I think that's the real key there that traders are a little concerned about.
Yeah, let's keep talking about the social media wars because Snapchat reported earnings after the bell yesterday, and wow, what a surprise. I mean, at some point yesterday, Snapchat was up 62%. I mean, this morning pulling a little bit back. But yeah, they had their first ever quarterly net profit.
Yeah, I actually had to do a double take on that 62%. I thought that someone forgot a period, a decimal between the six and the two when I saw that headline. It just absolutely outrageous with that gain. Now 41% higher pre-market as we approach the open. Revenue and user growth exceeded expectations, but their earnings were double estimates, and they also issued an upbeat outlook. So investors just loving that.
Yeah, but we have to keep in mind, they also got hurt yesterday with Facebook's drop because they got caught in this downward spiral. So yesterday they were down almost 24%. So this morning, yes, a great jump, but keep in mind that this is just a little bit higher where they were a few days ago, just 2 or 3 days ago. So it sounds so impressive, the 63% or 41%, but it's like, just back to where they were. And I mean, as we can see, they were in a downward trajectory, but now turning the corner here by making some profits, that sounds good.
Absolutely.
All right, now Amazon, we got to talk about Amazon. They also reported earnings and wow, they are up 10%. I think yesterday they were up even more. Weren't they up like more than 20%?
Oh yeah, it was such a huge reaction to Amazon and really solid earnings. So They smashed operating income and earnings per share expectations, saying profits almost doubled during the holiday season. They also said that it had managed to control labor and supply costs better than expected.
Yeah, so that's good. They also said that they are raising Amazon Prime, the annual subscription, by $20. And I mean, that's easy for them. You have Amazon Prime, right? I have Amazon
Oh,
Prime.
sure.
I mean, I can't even remember what I signed up for originally. I think it was like $79 many years ago. Then it went to $99, then to 119, now to 139. But I mean, I'm getting so many benefits. I don't care about the $20. And this is probably what Amazon realized. Well, we don't need to just raise it by $10. We can raise it by $20 and nobody will complain. And this is where investors said, oh, okay, that's a good move.
Sure. And now their revenue from their AWS cloud computing unit, actually, the real biggie here, it carried it like the fourth quarter, that strong fourth quarter really was all about that cloud business. And without it, that well, their e-commerce would have actually delivered losses. So the AWS cloud computing, I mean, some people in the business world think about Amazon being about cloud computing, but others don't. But I mean, that they've just really done a great job, just period. I'll leave
And
it at
this
that.
is where Amazon has to have been working behind the scenes on that. I said, I mean, and this was up 40% in the last quarter. And then also for the first time ever, Amazon disclosed that they have got revenue from their advertising business. And that was kind of a surprise because their advertising business also soared last quarter by 32%. Now, this is the interesting thing, right? I mean, this $31 billion a year is actually more than YouTube. Did you know that? That's like,
I didn't.
holy cannoli. I mean, they are a powerhouse when it comes to advertising. And nobody knew about how big it is because they never disclosed it. Yesterday was for the first time ever that they said, I actually do pretty good in this advertising game.
Traders like it up almost 11% pre-market.
Yeah, and if you look at the Nasdaq futures yesterday, I mean, this is where it was crazy today. Let's actually, before we take a look at today, let's see what happened there yesterday after the markets closed. I mean, the Nasdaq just jumped higher. We can take a look at the percentage. I believe it was almost 2%, 2.5% that the Nasdaq jumped on the news. Because on the one hand, we have Facebook, we're saying, oh, okay, we're not doing so well. Then we have Snapchat reporting, oh, we're doing really well. And then we have Amazon reporting, like, oh, we are crushing it here. So.
Yeah, with futures yesterday afternoon, after the bell, it looked like we were setting up for a really, really good day today.
Yeah. But then today was the big day, the jobs report. So this was released just a little bit over 30 minutes ago. And interesting numbers here, interesting numbers.
Yeah, classic example of when good news is actually bad news for the markets. And these numbers were actually a huge, huge surprise. So most economists, this includes PNC, Jefferies, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and Wilmington Trust, they actually they expected a decline in jobs, like we saw with the ADP non-farm jobs falling 301,000. Now, with the jobs report, we actually saw an increase of 467,000. That was better than the 110 that was forecast. Average hourly earnings up 0.7%. Unemployment rate ticking up a tick, but really this the employment change number is the biggie that was a real shock.
Yeah, especially since everybody had been warning about it. I mean, the White House earlier this week released a statement and said, well, it could be ugly because we had the Omicron wave. And this is when you got sick from Omicron and it's not a paid sick leave, you are actually registered as being unemployed, right? And this is where everybody thought, that does not look good. But then, yes, it came out swinging. Let's see how the markets are reacting to this. So let's take a look at the Nasdaq here this morning. I just want to zoom out a little bit so that we can see what's happening. And the Nasdaq right now, after the jobs report is being released, tanking, moving massively lower. Let's measure this move here that happened over the past few minutes. That's another move of 1.8% that the Nasdaq is now lower.
Yeah, I think we're up about over 1%. So falling a little bit from where we were overnight, but we were up about 1% before the report.
Yeah. So why? I mean this looks good, right? I mean, I also brought up the COVID case. We haven't looked at this in a while, right? I mean, so COVID cases are declining, and this is where we are at half at where we were at the peak. But yeah, nobody's talking about this because, I mean, now earnings are going into the background and the Fed is actually coming to the foreground again. So this is where the interest rates discussion is back.
Yep. So with that surprise jobs number and increase, you see yield, bond yield spiking, and basically investors saying, oh my gosh, the Fed's really going to do it. They're going to raise rates in March, right? And like with a jobs report like this, there's absolutely nothing in the way. They were going to raise it anyway. But just with the report we had on Wednesday, you know that some traders were thinking, well, maybe the economy and job situation isn't as rosy as we would hope.
Yeah, and I mean, you talked about it. Let's take a look at the yield here, jumping on it. So this is where we see a huge spike from 1.82% to above 1.9%. We're looking at a 5-minute chart here of the 10-year bond. So this is a huge jump. And this is where we also see that now traders are actually factoring in a 27% chance that the Fed might hike interest rates by half a percentage point so that they get more aggressive here.
Possible. That would require some more data coming out where they just say, hey, we need a half a percent. But that is interesting.
One of the things is that the Fed said in their latest statement, right, that they will keep an eye on average hourly earnings, that they are adding this to the mix of inflation. And when we say that average hourly earnings came in higher than expected, it just shows, okay, inflation is still a concern. The jobs market apparently is not, because everybody expected it to get hit, and it, yeah, the jobs that were added, like 467,000, good news. And as you said, good news right now this morning, it's bad news for the markets.
Yep. Although there were a couple of movers that are doing okay in spite of the drop.
Yeah.
On earnings. Actually, Pinterest, Marcus, did you see Pinterest?
No, I did not. What happened with Pinterest? Holy moly. Yesterday down 10%, this morning up 6.4%.
Yeah, before the jobs number, it was looking at a 14% gain, totally erasing yesterday. So their earnings came in better than expected with an adjusted profit of 49 cents a share, better revenue as well. It concluded its first ever profitable year with strengthening revenue. So this one's just gotten beaten up, but they had a good jobs report for the footwear fans out there. Skechers.
What is it? SKX. Yep.
SKX. They came in 10 cents better than expected, reporting better than expected revenue with its demand for casual and comfortable shoes. So up pre-market, you don't see the pre-market data there, but bid 44.40, offer 45. So that's looking at a strong start.
Yeah.
But then on the negative side, Ford.
Oh yeah, Ford. I almost forgot about Ford because over the past year, Ford has risen almost 90%. I think it was 87% over the past year. So everybody was like, hey, Ford. And then, this morning, some bad news here.
Yeah, it just a real strong start to January, but sliding, finding some support, and now down over 7% with earnings. Their adjusted fourth quarter earnings were below estimates. Revenue also missed expectations. Their stake in Rivian helped their full year net income, but it's also falling short of, or 2021, they're falling short of production target estimates because of supply chain problems. So we have the semiconductor chip being an issue, supply chain creeping in again. Just kind of a narrative that we heard last year carrying over. And so not the best earnings
report. I mean, talking about Rivian, I don't understand how this stake in Rivian is helping them. Seems that they got a stake at a much lower price than $60, because ever since we had the IPO at around, what, $100, and I mean, Rivian went up to 180, it has been sliding and it's now only a third of the peak where it was. So it's only at $60. So I was a little bit surprised to hear also that, our stake in Rivian is doing really, really well. Really?
Yeah, early investor.
Early investor, that's for sure. So interesting markets. Taking a look here. Again, at the pre-market action. So the NASDAQ pointing to a 0.25% lower opening. Sounds harmless, but after being up, 1.5%, that's a big slide. The E-mini S&P pointing to a lower opening of 1.5%, 0.15% that is. And the Dow also 0.15%. So we will see if the markets are turning around and finishing today on a positive note. After really a super interesting week, I mean, at first we have 4 up days in a row, then yesterday the slide, so we will see what happens today. All right.
Still hanging on to positive territory for the week, so today's the make it or break it day.
We shall see. Well, we have, we probably rolled a few of our options here, so today might be a really, really good day, and if you would like to know how we trade these markets, take a look at these videos that we have on the screen popping up for you right now. And we will see you in the next video. Have a great weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.